Welcome to the Peaceful Life Podcast, coming to you from a cottage in the woods in the beautiful mountains of California. A couple of weeks ago, I posted a meme I found on Facebook that says, "Beware of destination addiction, a preoccupation with the idea that happiness is in the next place, the next job, and with the next partner. Until you give up the idea that happiness is somewhere else, it will never be where you are." And that quote was attributed to Robert Holden, PhD, founder of The Happiness Project. Now, this is a subject that I've been thinking about for a while now, and so I've decided to make it the subject of this week's show. Last year, I took a major hit to my income and had to downsize my home. When I first moved to the mountains, I bought a beautiful big house on 3 acres of wooded land. It was my dream home. But I couldn't afford to stay there, so I sold it and bought a smaller place. It made me sad at first. I felt like I was going backwards in my life. I felt like I had failed somehow. Now, my smaller home, which I call a cottage in the intro, it's not super small, about 1,400 square feet. But one day I was looking around at my home, getting sad, and then I decided to do an exercise. I closed my eyes and traveled back in time to when I had my first apartment on my own. A studio in Chicago, a little less than 300 square feet. It was really just 2 rooms. One was the main room where I had my bed, TV, and a little seating area, then a doorway to a dinette/kitchenette. To get to the bathroom, you had to walk through my closet. Really. So I became my 22-year-old self and then looked forward to the house in which I am living now. Well, I saw it as so big, with 3 bedrooms. Are you kidding me? Look at that spacious living room with a brick fireplace and a mantle for stockings. And look at the kitchen. So much space and storage and even a place to eat breakfast. And not one, but 2 bathrooms? And laundry right in my house where I don't have to walk outside in the freezing cold and go down to the basement and feed it quarters upon quarters? I would have totally considered this the ideal home. I'm still in the most beautiful place on earth in my favorite community. So at that, I transformed my perception, and that's what I became. Happy and grateful for my home. We as a culture tend to keep moving that bar of happiness forward into the future, to that time that we call someday. We do this with happiness, with our bodies, and with what we call success. When we achieve a goal, we don't give ourselves enough cred. We might enjoy it for a day or so, but then we move that bar. Have you ever bought a car that you've dreamed of, and then after a month or a year, want to trade it in? Have you ever started dating someone who is perfectly perfect and a great potential mate, but then you go back to that dating app just to see who else is out there? Have you ever lost weight and then focused on something else that you need to change with your body? Maybe some of that loose skin that has been created from the weight loss or the crinkles at your eyes? At what point are you perfect? When is perfect? When is success? Instead of trying to obtain a goal, whether it's personal perfection, career success, happiness, that finish line that you keep pushing forward to someday, we need to redefine those words and realize that you're already there. You are perfect. You have success. You are happy. But I'm so far from perfect, you say. I have so many flaws. Well, there's an old programmer saying that I love. It's not a bug, it's a feature. Who's defining your features as bugs or flaws? Sure, we can always improve and get better, but that doesn't mean that you are not something now. It means that every day you are striving to become more perfect. I look in the mirror and see signs of my aging, and at first it really bothered me because I still feel youthful and full of energy. But I've come to realize that what our society has deemed as flawed, height, weight, wrinkles, frizzy hair, it's all just a fable to sell you stuff. Forget about it. My hair is perfect when it's straight and perfect when it's curly, when it's brown, red, pink, gray. If I was 50-something and didn't have crow's feet, well, that would look weird. I embrace my differences, and I call me beautiful. Every body is a swimsuit body. For a while, I was fascinated with gemstones. Now, I don't really wear a lot of jewelry. I'm not a blingy type of person, but I do wear rings. I mostly have emeralds, which my mom had given me over the years because it's my birthstone, and my favorite color is green. But when I was researching gemstones, I found another green gem in the garnet family. It's called a demantoid garnet. But there's a particular type of demantoid garnet from Russia that is very valued. It has a flaw in it. In gemstone terminology, it's called an inclusion. And if a Russian demantoid garnet has this inclusion, it's considered more valuable. Look it up if you're interested. It's called a horsetail inclusion because it's a small brown streak in the garnet that sometimes looks like a horse's tail. I spent years trying to find one of these flawed garnets and finally found a small one that I could afford. I had it set in a little ring and I wear it every day. It's my favorite piece of jewelry. Because unlike a diamond or other gems, the Russian demantoid garnet is more valuable if it's flawed. Now, who determined that? I don't know. But it reminds me that it's the same in life. Your flaws, or features as programmers would say, are what makes you an individual. And like I remind you each week, you are a spectacular human being. You have success because you've had successes. You've achieved. And if you don't believe me, go back and ask your 20-year-old self to look at your life now. And if you're 20, ask your 12-year-old self. Even if you're living in your mom's basement, how lucky are you to have such a loving mother as to take care of you in your time of need? You have a space, you have a roof over your head, food, a place to do your laundry, and a device on which to listen to podcasts. So when will you be happy? Decide that it's now. When will you be perfect? Decide that it's now. When will that time come when you're a success? Well, congratulations, it's today. I'm a success now because you are listening to this. Oh, and I just touched the table. But that's okay because I make mistakes. You've been listening to the Peaceful Life podcast. You are loved, you are spectacular, and you are perfect.